This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fresh strikes targeted Yemen's Houthis on Saturday, security sources in the U.S. military said, after the Iran-backed rebels warned of further attacks on Red Sea shipping. The strikes came a day after U.S. and British forces hit scores of targets across the country, heightening fears that Israel's war with Palestinian militant group Hamas could engulf the region. Violence involving Iran-aligned groups in Yemen, Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria have surged since the war in Gaza began in early October. After the latest U.S.-British airstrikes against Houthi militia targets in Yemen, analysts in Egypt are raising concerns of a widening conflict that will further affect shipping in the Suez Canal and cause damage to the regional and world economy. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Former Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Hariri told Arab media that the U.S.-British attacks on the Houthis continue. It's not going to resolve the problem, but exacerbate it and cause a widening of the conflict to other fronts in the region and affect both the security and the economies of the Middle East and Europe. Hariri noted that an escalating conflict could result in an attack on a U.S. or British warship that would force a more robust response from the U.S. or Britain. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in central London on Saturday to demand an end to Israel's bombing of Gaza as the conflict between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas approached its 100th day. The four-kilometer demonstration wound its way from the Bank of England all the way down. This is VOA News. Taiwan's presidential election has been won by the ruling party candidate who was strongly opposed by China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Taipei, at the Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, a crowd erupted in cheers as ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election as his opponents conceded. In the crowd, physical therapist Si Xin-chu told the AP,
"We love freedom, we love democracy, we suppose to choose our new president."
Beijing strongly opposes Lai, the current vice president, who abandoned his medical career to pursue politics from the grassroots to the presidency. At stake is peace, social stability, and prosperity on the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and to be retaken by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 33 people, mostly children, were killed in a landslide in an indigenous community in northwestern Colombia, the South American country's vice president said Saturday. Rescuers slogging through deep mud were rushing against the clock in hopes of finding survivors in the rubble. The grounding of aircraft makers Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplanes was extended for new safety checks on Friday, as U.S. aviation regulators tightened oversight of Boeing itself after a cabin panel broke off a new jet mid-flight. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Alaska Airlines and United Airlines, the two U.S. carriers that use the aircraft involved, have had to cancel hundreds of flights. They've both grounded all MAX 9 flights through Tuesday, and United cancelled some additional flights in the following days. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will require another round of inspections before considering putting the jets back in service. Under more stringent supervision, the regulator will audit the Boeing 737 MAX 9 production line and suppliers. It'll also consider having an independent body take over aspects of certifying the safety of new aircraft from Boeing that the FAA previously assigned to the plane maker.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A prominent liberal priest faces expulsion from the Russian Orthodox Church for refusing to read out a prayer asking God to guide Russia to victory over Ukraine. In a verdict published on Saturday, a church court said the priest should be expelled from holy orders for violating his priestly oath. The decision was forwarded for approval to the head of the Russian church, who strongly backs President Vladimir Putin. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.